Unit 5, Lesson 1, Exercise 5, page 41. Listen to the interview. Gondo and some of his friends from school are interviewing his grandmother about her healthy lifestyle. Listen to the interview and then say whether the statements below are true or false.
Good evening, Grandmother Behahi.
Good evening, my children. What can I do for you?
Grandma, as I told you at the weekend, we are studying food and health at school this week. Our group has to interview some healthy people who still eat traditional food. Then we have to give a presentation to the class.
Grandmother, Gondo told us that you must be 100 years old and that you have a special diet which keeps you so fit and healthy.
Oh, 100? I don't know my age. You know, I don't count my age the way you do. I have no birth certificate. The year I was born, there was a drought in the village. It was when the white people had come into the country. I know that I had lived about 10 or 11 rainy seasons, when many young men had to follow the white commander and go to France.
She means she was about 10 or 11 when World War II started. Grandfather fought in that war in France.
Did you have enough food at the time?
There was no drought in the villages in the south. And there was real solidarity at that time. The men from our village took their horses and their donkeys and they went to the south. They came back with sacks of millet, beans and rice.
Did you have 3 meals a day?
Oh, yes, I did. But you know, it's not only fresh food that makes a healthy life. I'm an early bird. I wake up early every day and I do my daily chores.
Do you still do that every morning?
Why not? I try hard to do it regularly. I also pray. I talk to people, I tell stories to children, and I take care of my body.
Grandma, there must be a secret to keeping healthy too. Please tell us.
Yes, there is a secret.
We are all ears.
Smile and laugh every time you can. A smile lights up your face, and laughter lights up your heart. Laugh and people laugh with you. Why not tell that secret to everyone?